Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Sophia, Cora, and Isabel. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Kids Short Stories, where I love to go live on video and hang out with you guys and answer all of your questions about the spy team. Well, friends, are you guys ready for an amazing story about a unicorn and a baby dragon? Me too! Let's go! One day, a long time ago, there was a magical unicorn named Sparkles, and he had a very important job. You see, Sparkles' job was to care after all of the baby dragons in the world. There's not many of them, but there's still plenty enough to keep Sparkles busy. Well, you see, one day, high up a mountain in the snowy cold, it was very cold up there, there was a baby dragon that was very sick and needed a very special kind of fruit to make him feel better. And only Sparkles knew where to find strawberries. Do you know strawberries? And I love strawberries. Oh, they're so delicious. And apparently, baby dragons, it's like some kind of amazing medicine for baby dragons, and Sparkles needed to find strawberries, but he wasn't exactly sure where to look, so he just started flying around. He had to fly down away from the snowy mountains because strawberries don't grow there. They grow in a nice, warm, wet field. Have you ever gone strawberry picking before? Ooh, it is a very fun thing to do, to walk through a field of strawberry bushes and oh, there's a nice juicy red one. Oh, it's delicious. Well, you see, there were three girls that happened to be strawberry picking that very day. Sophia, Cora, and Isabel were all filling their baskets to the top with some of the most juicy, delicious, bright red strawberries you've ever seen. Look at that one over there, shouted Cora. She reached down and grabbed a deliciously sparkly, shiny red strawberry and plopped it right into her basket. Isabel and Sophia were on the row next to her, picking some more delicious strawberries. Oh, I can't wait to get home, said Sophia. I know, maybe we can make a strawberry pie and strawberry jam. Isabel really liked to make all kinds of delicious things with her strawberries. What's that up there? Cora was pointing up towards the clouds. I don't see anything, said Sophia. No, I really thought I saw something flying over there, and wait a second, there it is! Look, look, look! Cora was bug-eyed. Her eyes were so huge because she knew exactly what she was looking at. High up in the clouds was a real unicorn. They had never seen a unicorn before, and have you ever seen one? Oh, they're amazing to see in real life. Well, Sophia, Cora, and Isabel were absolutely frozen. They couldn't move a muscle. They were so in shock and awe of that they were just seeing a real unicorn. Well, this unicorn was Sparkles, the one that we were talking about earlier, and Sparkles landed down in the strawberry patch.
Why, hello there. My name is Sparkles, and I am looking for some strawberries.
Well, you've actually come to the right place, said Sophia. Here, look around. There's strawberries everywhere.
Cora and Isabel handed the baskets right to Sparkles, and Sparkles looked and said,
oh, that is exactly what I came for, and oh, wow. Well, you see, I might need a little bit of help. Do you know how to care for baby dragons?
Wait, what?
Sparkles began to explain to Sophia, Cora, and Isabel about the situation. The situation of a sick baby dragon.
We would love to come and help, said Isabel.
Okay, we'll hop on board.
Sophia, Cora, and Isabel climbed on the back of Sparkles the unicorn as they flew off towards the clouds. Headed towards the mountains, the three girls could not believe it.
This was a dream that they had dreamt a million times, almost every time they went to bed. A dream of flying on the back of a unicorn through the clouds. And it's even better, they get to save a baby dragon with strawberries.
Wow, they are so lucky. As Sparkles flew through the clouds, it was getting very cold. Sophia, Cora, and Isabel held on to each other to stay warm because they had not planned for this kind of cold day. They had dressed for a strawberry picking day, and it was not snowy in the strawberry fields.
All right, we are here.
Sparkles landed down on the mountain and pointed to where the cave was where the baby dragon was sleeping. Sophia, Cora, and Isabel brought their strawberry baskets to the cave, and sure enough, there it was.
Wow, that baby dragon sounds like a baby human, said Cora.
They knelt down and took the strawberries out of the basket. Sophia, Cora, and Isabel, both, all three, held a strawberry in their hand, and the baby dragon nibbled on it one at a time.
Wow, you guys have saved the day. That baby dragon is gonna start feeling better any second now. Thank you for helping, said Sparkles.
Sophia, Cora, and Isabel had just discovered something amazing. Not only have they discovered Sparkles the unicorn, but they have just joined the team of Sparkles to help take care of all the baby dragons in the world. Sparkles flew Sophia, Cora, and Isabel back to their house, and he told them,
"Oh, well, the next time that I have a baby dragon, I am gonna come right to you, and I will need your help."
That would be amazing, said Isabel.
Sophia, Cora, and Isabel had now joined the team to take care of sick baby dragons with strawberries. And that is the end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and it's time for kid shoutouts.
I want to say hey to Shaliza from Canada, Everest and Atlas from Belgrade, Montana.
Hey guys,
Crew and Colton from Delaware, Gail from Ontario, California, Riggins and Weiler from BC, Canada, Dobie the dog from Marietta, Georgia, and Kiki and Ruby May from Calgary, Alberta. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!